I love you all so much. And I just want to really see you take a stand for, look at, if we believe you can be, do, or have anything you desire, it doesn't include a lot of sacrifice. You know, it doesn't include a lot of ignoring of your desires or the overly waiting too.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
My darling queen, how are you today? I'm so excited that you're here. And I want to give you a sneak peek into a behind the scenes call I had with my amazing Q Club community. I just felt like this message was so important and so powerful. It really is about us getting clear within ourselves. What are we releasing and no longer doing and leaving in 2021? So are you done with overgiving? Are you done with doing things that you're saying yes when you want to say no? Like done. So it is my prayer that this episode is so just fills you up, sparks new ways for you to set boundaries, say no, release, and let it go, so that together we will all move forward in such a much more powerful way in 2022. Enjoy.
I am back in sunny Miami. It's really good to love to travel, and it's really good to love to come home to where you come home to. So it's been really lovely being here in Miami and seeing the turquoise waters. I think that the end of the year is just so glorious. I mean, can we even, you know, I don't mean to be one of those people like, you know, when you like knew your friend's kid when they were two and they're like 12 now and you're like, you're so big. And I feel like everybody's always like, how did the year go by? But it's like, it is that, isn't it? So I have a very special message for today that comes right out of my journal, comes right out of my own journal. So you know it's going to be personal, which means it's going to be juicy. So let's just start today with a prayer and then we will kick it off. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for this incredible moment in time. Thank you for this year end completion energy. Thank you for the year that you have gifted us. Thank you for all of who we have become over the course of our lives and particularly this year. And in this moment, we bring ourselves to center. We bring ourselves to being grounded in your spirit. We know how easy it is and tempting it is, but also how frazzling it is to let the pinball machine of our mind ping from this thought to that thought, to this hope, to that failure, to this dream, to that frustration, to all of the swirl. And we know that you have created us for bigger. You have created us for better. You have created us for far more powerful than just existing, just doing, just being, just going through the motions. So in this moment, we use our power to quiet ourselves, to just take a deep breath and feel so loved and surrounded by you. May us in this moment remember, yes, we can be, do, and have anything we truly desire. And in this moment, the desire is peace. In this moment, the desire is rest. In this moment, the desire is to feel connected to your love. In this moment, the desire is to simply be, to be safe, to be enough, to be valuable, to be seen, heard, to be in bliss. In this moment, we choose bliss, the bliss of this present moment. The bliss of not needing to do anything, figure anything out, fix anything, or even think about anything. In this moment, the being with you is everything. We pray over our lives and our time together. Amen. All right, my darlings. So, in reflection, in year-end reflection, I know January is going to be coming up and we're going to create our vision boards and our all the stuff that we want, we're going to start over with or renew or recommit to and all of that. But I really love the December time of release, releasing, letting go, surrendering. And so that we empty our cup and empty our bowl, so then what's meant to be filled in can then swoop in. But we cannot receive and attract money, resources, love, opportunity when it's all filled up. So that's why the release, the letting go. I also, as annoying as I find the unconscious, I also find it fascinating. I mean, we are some really self-aware women, are we not? I mean, we do the work. We journal, we do the morning routines, we pray, we meditate, we read the books, and the amount that is so glaringly obvious in front of us once it comes out of the unconscious, that's just like been stuck in there all along. And so this is what I kind of have created a yearly ritual around in December, is really looking into what must be released. Where in my life am I just going through the motions? Where have I been willing to do status quo? Whether, you know, and the kind of the easy part is the stuff that we don't, that like the stuff that we like cannot stand, that's not the danger zone. Cause you know, we have a limit, and at some point we're going to say enough, enough to that relationship, enough to that dynamic, enough to that client, enough to that team member, enough to doing that task. The danger zone is the stuff that we're willing to do that actually is sucking the life out of us, because it's not fueling us, because it's not the bigness, because it's not passion, because it's not desire, because we have believed a lie that someone told us, well, it needs to be us, or we need to be responsible, or we just need to, you know, take the higher road, or we need to be available. And we've just stopped questioning. You know, that science experiment that they talk about, that they, I don't know if it's a frog or a grasshopper, that they put in the jar and they put a lid on it, and the whatever it is keeps hopping up and it hits the lid. So it comes down and then they take the lid off, but it stopped even trying, even though it could get out. I feel like that's us with mediocrity, whatever our version of mediocrity is, because we have just been so brainwashed into being good people, that being a good woman or a nice woman is willing to do things she doesn't like, is willing to put everybody else first, is willing to not be in tune with her intuition, is, you know, doesn't make it okay for us to say no. And then we just, we end up kind of, I think I wrote about this in my book, spiritually chubby. We're just like, it's not like dire straits. We're not having a heart attack, but it's just this extra ugh that we've gotten used to. So today we're going to take a look into our lives, our careers, our relationships, perhaps some of you mothers, your way of parenting, where it's time to release and time to let go. So I'm going to, I'll share where some of this is coming from with me and then to give some examples. And then I want to also create some space for you all to have your time to work as well. And I find it amazing. I'm going to do this around career. So those of you that have career front burner, you can do that. And then I know many of you have love as a front burner, priority right now. I'll see I can find some stuff in the love department, but you'll find it for yourself. So there's this unconscious way of being that I have been in throughout my career where I just thought I had to, where unconsciously I didn't feel like I had a choice. Consciously, I've read all the books, the same ones you do. We know that happiness is a choice. We know that we always have a choice, but going through autopilot. And I remember I had just moved to Santa Barbara from Detroit. And I remember taking a walk. And I remember, for anyone knows Santa Barbara, it was like along the bird refuge. It's this path, this beautiful birds and mountains and ocean and yada. And I remember it was by grace, this notion popped in. I'm no longer available to see clients on Saturdays. Now, this might not seem like a big deal to you in 2021, but Gina, in 2004, this was revolutionary because my mentality was so groveling at the time. My mentality was I needed to take any client I could get. I needed to be available on their schedule. I needed to do everything on their terms. So I was seeing people on Tuesday morning, Wednesday night, Saturday, this, that, and the other. And it was a big, daring, bold move for me to say, with the money story that I had, especially then, that I'm not going to be available to see clients on Saturdays. And I felt the shift in consciousness. I felt it was a bold declaration on behalf of me and my desires and how kind of small I had been playing, to think that, like, I was seeing people on Saturday because it was overflow and I wanted to work with more people and make more money. It was just whatever everybody else wanted. And then little by little, and that's where those of you who have been in enough of my programs know, I'll say delegate as much as you can, as fast as you can. So when one piece of consciousness shifts, then the next one. And these aren't in any particular order, but a little bit along the way, I've made these decisions to no longer be available for. I remember there was a time when I was doing bonuses for whatever I was selling. And the bonus was, if you signed up by a certain time or won this or that, that and came to an event, you'd get to do dinner with me. And so it worked. It sold tickets and that kind of thing. But it also had me, quote unquote, like kind of working until 10 o'clock at night. Because, you know, you're entertaining clients at dinner, and as enjoyable and lovely as they are, it's still that. And so I remember when I said, no more, like, I don't like that bonus. And the reason why I'm just sharing some of these specific examples, because I want you to find, where are you showing up in your own career? And we'll get to the other areas of your life. Where are you showing up that it's actually a no for you? Remember, there was a time then when I had convinced myself, no one can do sales for me in my company. I'm the only one that can do it. And for those of you that are starting out, there is an appropriate kind of graduation to some of these. Like, you know, when was it, like, when did I become unavailable to do my own calendaring and answer my own emails? You know, that was a phase. You know, at a certain point, it was the sales calls. At a certain point, it was bonus sessions or in certain ways, reduce rate. Like, I know the other one, giving too much. So it's like, where are you over giving that is actually not serving you? I remember my first one day intensive, I've told the story many times, like it was 9 to 9. I was so scared to charge $1,000 for to spend a day with me that I made it from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and it included breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like talk about overgiving. The poor people were so exhausted. Could you imagine like my intensity and having to do breakfast, lunch, and dinner 9 to 9? And then I raised it to 1500. There's no way I was going to shorten the hours. I thought my colleagues who worked from 9 to 5 were crazy. They were charging more than me and they weren't giving enough. And then I moved it to $3,000 and it had a 3-day minimum. These people, they were exhausted. I remember one woman on day 2 asked if she could just lay down on my couch and take a nap at 2:00 in the afternoon. I was like, no, we got to do the transformation. You know, it's like, where are you over giving? I remember my very first year-long private package, 6 figures. It's when Jen Sincero signed up for it. I think I included it was weekly hour sessions with me. And I can't remember if it was a 1-day intensive once a month or once every other month. And I remember at the end, she had so many stacked up. She was like, can I give them away? Like it was just nutso. So we learn. And I just want to open this up to yours. Don't have to be as crazy pants as me, but just where are you overgiving? Where are you giving, I don't know, a 60-minute session when it can be a 45-minute session? Where are you? I know some of my clients, they've been giving Voxer access to them in larger group programs. And so they're dealing with all this Voxer stuff. Or have you like overcommitted maybe in how you show up in your Facebook group and it's draining your energy? So you can find the ways that it's right for you. You know, are you doing more and thinking more for your team? Do you need to be asking more of your team? Like, where is it for you that you are overgiving to your detriment? And I want you to just have some moments here to journal, to jot it down, to think bigger for yourself of what are you releasing here in December 2021, where you get to, and I'm talking career, you to charge what you're charging, but it doesn't have to come at that sacrifice. It doesn't have to come at that detriment. It doesn't have to come from you being so overly giving, available, going, you know, above and beyond. You know, other ways that I've seen some of my clients do it is in the done for you services. I'll sell this package and I'll create your website and your branding and your graphics and your, you know, like, so you just got to see where does this really make sense for you and find just one thing even. If you can find more, great, but find one thing that you can release. For those of you in corporate jobs, like, do you think you're overgiving by working through your lunch hour or working late into the night or into the weekends or saving the day and picking up someone else's, you know, whatever, handling someone else's task for them? Like, where are you overgiving that's actually just not in service to you? And if it's not in service to you, it's also not in service to other people also, P.S. Because you've kind of then hooked them into an out of balance dynamic. Not that any of us are here for tit for tat, but can you imagine like my overgiving and those clients receiving that 9 to 9 intensive? It was like way out of balance for $1,000 for 12 hours and 3 meals and no breaks. Like that, it ultimately didn't feel good to them either. Now, I'm certainly not expecting them to have better boundaries than me or set it up differently. I take full responsibility. I'm just saying, if you have any niggle or wiggle of like, no, but it is really helping them, if you can get done between 9 and 5, what you used to get done between 9 and 9, doesn't that benefit everyone? I think so. So there's just a real opportunity. I know over these last couple of years in particular, we all have let go of so much, maybe life as we know it, relationships as we know it, where we've been living, you know, the way we've interacted so much, and it's all for our good. So continuing to release, release, release. Then, well, here, let me give you some moments. Wish I had some meditation music for you, but we'll just give some silence here. And just even play. You don't even have to commit to it, but just kind of start to even question, what else could I release in my career? What way are you showing up that you just don't love? You got it? Got some good ideas? Some keys for your freedom? It's time to release. We are helping and serving no one by the overextending. Now, let's move into the relationship world, right? Like I have, I've just seen so many women being available for certain relationship dynamics that are not really their truth. But they can't or haven't yet seemed to think bigger for themselves. And it's not that Glenn and I don't have our issues and I'm not keeping anything behind the scenes. I think over the years, we've sort of both worked on ways that were not available for someone else's stuff and dynamic. So we do it pretty much in the moment. So I am genuinely searching for what I need to release in my own relationship dynamic. Because that one in particular, we kind of pretty much do in real time. So I will continue to think about that. But if anyone has questions on like what to release in relationship, maybe you need to release thinking that it's going to be a long time until you attract love in or find the right one for you. I know a lot of women need to release like how much they're willing to do in the relationship. And not being, considered enough, not really being respected enough in relationship. It's not bad by any stretch, but it's just not the level that, if these women were really in their choice, that they would take a stand for. Certainly doing too much. And I see that a lot with the moms. And you know, I'm not a biological parent. And there's a certain age a kid gets to when they can get their own cup of milk, people, especially when you're busy. And I'm like, why are you getting your 13-year-old a cup of milk? Like, you know, I don't mind getting Glenn something. It's not about age, but if I'm busy, like the child doesn't always need someone to be in service to them at all of the ages in every way at any time. And I see that wearing out a lot of women as well. So, you know, I just believe that there's this myth that relationships are about sacrifice. And I don't believe it. There's issues because there's two human beings involved and every human being has has their own stuff. And there are different seasons in life, but I think that there's just too much sugarcoating of the kind of languaging around ups and downs. And so I love you all so much. And I just want to really see you take a stand for, look at, if we believe you can be, do, or have anything you desire, it doesn't include a lot of sacrifice. You know, it doesn't include a lot of ignoring of your desires or the overly waiting too. You know, I was working with someone and there's, you know, they keep waiting for this person to change in this particular area. And it's like, there's no change, you know, anywhere in sight. There's a difference between hope and hope addiction, you know? And so only a woman can decide for herself what's right. I'm not here to make anything right or wrong. And I just see a lot of justification for why someone is not raising their own standards, particularly in the relationship department. So here's one thing, if you're interested in the archetype of King, here's one thing they're not great at. Like, and it's actually part of their superpower. It's called change. Like, if they are one thing, they are stable in here for the long term. Like, and that includes their habits, that includes their way of being in the world. Like, they're like, there's a certain like steady rock element to it that, like, if the person's a king, that's, you know, kings don't need to play the field. That's not what they're looking for. Anybody who's in a place in their life where they need to play the field, again, I have no judgment over, it's just not kinghood. Kinghood wants his queen, and he wants his queen close, and he wants his queen there for the long term. And that is the element of king. Now, the archetype of warrior can be a little different, because warriors move around in a different way, but kings are like king, throne, castle. There's a certain fixed state about that particular archetype. So if you're going for king, worry not about long-term. Warrior, a little different. Hero, a little different. Got that? And I'm going to get into this more in January in the Q Club too, about really letting it all come to you and getting better at receiving and not thinking that you have to go out and get the man and get the client and get the money and get the great body and like all of the figuring it out and making it happenness. It's just, it's depleting. It's depleting and it's not true. And the more that I've always known it from a feminine and faith perspective, but now that I'm really more deeply studying quantum physics and getting into the science perspective, you just get how much more benevolent the universe is than we're giving it credit for. You're going to get clearer on all of what is next for you if you don't jump into the January energy too quickly. Really stay in December of release, closure, heal. Release, closure, heal. It always was a challenge for me when I would do my larger events in December, because everyone wanted their January plan. And it's not that I was opposed to helping people with the January plan, but there was such a future trip energy in it. And there was such a not being where we're at. God willing, January is going to come for us. And create your January plan in January. But right now, it's not the new year. Right now, at least for me, there's just a really beautiful, spacious time, if I don't get all caught up in all the busyness, to reflect, to release, to surrender and let go, because I know the bigness that I desire to call in, it's going to need space. And I know that the amount of bigness that I desire in my life, there's not the space for it right now. So for those of you that are looking to call in a soulmate, a king, you know, you got to have space. One thing I will say is relationships do take time. They take time and you want to have the time, you know, and some of my dream projects I want to call in, like they're going to take time and I want to have the time, but I don't want to be stuffing or like kind of like stealing from one area and trying to push something into another area. I desire the space. You know, it's not different than a closet, right? Like if you're jamming too much in a small space, like you want a beautiful wardrobe and you want there to be ample space for your shoes, for your skirts, for your sweaters, for your jewelry. Like you want there to be, you know, expansive space for all that you desire. And so that's what I'm personally taking responsibility in my own life for. I mean, speaking of the closet, you know, even going, coming home and kind of unpacking and getting things sorted, I went through my whole closet and did another purge. Like, it was just like, what am I just literally not wanting to bring in to 2022? And, you know, I sat there like every other woman does, but I could wear that dress again. I just don't know when or where, and I paid a lot of money for it, or, you know, give it, bless somebody else with it. Like create the space, clear out those inboxes, delete the emails, you know, go through the DMs, like just empty and release and heal right now. It's just, for me, it's not about like this rat race into the new year. It's about loving where I'm at and being present where I'm at. And there's if I wanted to focus on it, there's a million things I want to be different than what my life is currently showing right now. You know, I want clarity on my Italian farm home, and I want to know where I'm going to be living in Miami because my lease is up. Like there's so much stuff and it's just exhausting. It's not here today. Like the clarity isn't here today, but what was clear today are certain things that I need to release in my career and certain ways that just felt like a natural flow for where I'm at today. So let today be enough. Let today be enough for you. Get your clarity and continue to release throughout the rest of this year.
Some good stuff here, right, Queen? Oh my goodness. Well, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you want more of all this goodness, come join us in the Q Club. The link will be in the show notes, or you can go to divineliving.com/app. You get the gorgeous, gorgeous Q Club app. You get to come in, put up your profile, network with all the amazing queens from around the world that are in there. Plus, there's my video libraries. It's basically like Gina DeVee Divine Living Netflix. You can go watch cooking segments, get prayers, meditations, business tips, like see other amazing Q Club members sharing their expertise. Maybe the next time I open up a call to action for you to submit something to be in front of this global community, your video may be selected. So we do all kinds of amazing, amazing things inside the Q Club. So come on in, check it out. You get to try it out 2 weeks for free. So go to divineliving.com/app or click on the link in the show notes, and I will see you inside the Q Club.